All right, on this Tuesday morning, the day before tax day, this is a conversation we ordinarily would be having in April, but because of COVID-19, the tax filing deadline was moved to July 15th. That is tomorrow. Joining us right now with some last-minute tips, the editor-in-chief at Investopedia, Caleb Silver. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And you're right. This is the new deadline moved up, or moved back, I should say, by the IRS to file federal taxes for 2019. That's tomorrow. And some states also move that deadline to tomorrow, too. So you have to either file those taxes by tomorrow or file for an extension, which would give you until October 15th to pay your taxes. So it's a key day to focus on. And it's also the day where you have to file the first two quarter tax penalty estimates for 2020. So this was all moved to tomorrow for taxpayers, for small businesses, for individuals. Big day tomorrow to focus on.
Boy, I guess so. So what are some things we need to know before we file if we haven't done so already?
If you haven't done so already, you got to keep in mind your deductions. You can take some deductions if you worked from home last year. This is not COVID-related. This is all 2019. That home office deduction, you can take that. Travel expenses, when we used to travel for business, you could take those as a deduction, and charitable donations up to a certain amount. But five things you need to know: that you still need to pay those two estimated tax payments for 2020 if you're a small business owner. So don't forget that. And you can also file that extension if you need more time, but you do have to put that paperwork in tomorrow. A couple things always around tax season that taxpayers need to focus on are these scams, because tax season brings out the scammers like nobody's business. The IRS will never call you. If you get a call from somebody claiming to be from the IRS, hang up immediately. They don't make phone calls to your home. They don't do robocalls either. So if anybody's claiming to be the IRS, whether it's an email or on the phone, that's a scam. And they don't, you got to keep in mind these suspect forms that have been going around. People have been claiming that they're getting forms asking for tax returns that look like they're from the IRS, but they're not. If something looks fishy to you, show it to your accountant, show it to someone you trust, because this is scam season and you don't want to be burned.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great advice. And those scams are out there, especially right now. I think with everybody on edge, this is the perfect environment for scam artists to take advantage, isn't it?
Unfortunately, when people are on edge, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's crazy things going on in the economy, obviously, with the CARES Act and stimulus checks. This is when scammers come out. So especially around tax season, and particularly in this environment that we find ourselves in with uncertainty right now in this pandemic, I would be extra careful. But just keep in mind, the IRS won't call you, won't email you. They only do it by snail mail. Check that mail carefully. If you're sending your taxes back in, make sure that address that you're sending it back in goes to one of the IRS service centers and not to anybody else.
And you got to file something by the end of tomorrow, even if you need an extension. You got to let them know that, right?
Right, right. You don't want penalties and you don't want fees. You can get 0.5% fees on your taxes owed until you pay the full amount, or 25% of your total balance if you don't pay your taxes. So if you need the extension, file for it. If you need to make slower payments, minimum payments on the way in to pay your full amount, do that. But don't go beyond tomorrow without letting the IRS know you're going to do that.
All right. Great advice. Caleb, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
You too.